Hi, this is Sim Parrott with Cycling Shorts with Emily Haycox back this year after a little bit of time out. Emily, why have you had a bit of a break from cycling?
Because I've had glandular fever and tonsillitis a couple of times. When I say a couple of times, I mean a lot. So.
And I believe you've been in hospital actually, was it about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, around about then. I had my tonsils out. So yeah, I'm pretty chuffed with the outcome of it. Yeah, good.
So you've got back into training. How have things been post-operative? Sort of feeling about you on the bike and your general level of fitness.
Well, my level of fitness isn't very high at the moment. Obviously, I haven't done much mileage, but I've been doing some roller sessions and sweat outs and heart, like, you know, just sprints and just pushing it, power stuff really. And yeah, it's been all right actually. Very impressed with how my body is reacting to the tonsils being out, as they are, like, I can breathe better and they're just healing so good, and I can't feel them at all anymore. But when I was obviously ill, when they were about 2 inches big in my back of my throat, like, and it caused me to have like a massive double chin and all sorts. I couldn't breathe, my uvula was literally touching both of them all the time, just choking on food. I was struggling a lot, so every time they'd go down I'd train thinking I'd be all right, and then the next minute I'd have tonsillitis again and they'd be borderline quinsy, and it's just not good.
So it sounds like the operation's made a massive improvement to what you can do and your general health. When you're doing your training sessions, when you're working on rollers and indoors, what sort of things do you use to help you focus on what you're doing?
I use a stopwatch to keep me on schedule to the sprints and the progressive, but yeah, and the time trials, if I do like a 20-minute time trial, do you know what I mean? It's sort of hard all the way, so yeah.
Excellent. And are you recording data using a power meter, heart rate monitor, any sort of tracking of cadence and speed?
Well, I could use it depends on what bike I'm on, really. If I'm on my road bike, I'd use a speedo. If I'm on my track bike, I obviously just feel for the cadence in my legs and, like, do it on the count, on the beat or whatever. So I use music sometimes to keep it on the beat. Heart rate monitor, well, it depends whether if I'm doing a short session, a short, sharp session, then I'd obviously put one on to check my heart rate and how high it would go, just in case, you know, I don't want to go in too high. But yeah, it's good.
Excellent. And who at the moment is helping you through with your coaching planning and your session planning? Where are you getting help for that from?
Obviously, because I haven't been on my bike, I haven't had anyone really helping me. But Welsh cycling are really good. Like, I get help from many different coaches. Alex Greenfield, Michael Heaven, you know, a couple more. And yeah, my friends as well help me. So, yeah. But
A little birdie tells me you might be getting some advice and some help from Marcus Backstead.
Yeah, Magnus Backstead is he's my main man, he is. No, he's a good lad, yeah. No, yeah.
I believe he gives you quite a lot of motivation and focus on what you're doing, and a lot of moral support and emotional support.
Yeah, he does. He does. He believes in me, and yeah, it helps me believe in myself. But yeah, he's been helping me for many, many years now. But obviously, he's been really, really busy with his retirement and stuff like that, and I haven't really spoken to him for a little while. But hopefully, I'll see him soon.
Excellent. And your plans for the coming season for 2014, what are your key targets?
The big races, whether they're indoor or out, road or track, I've got to focus on getting fit, yeah, and then focus on my targets then. But yeah, hopefully I'll get to where I want to get, which is like the Worlds and the Olympics, so yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Emily. Thank you for your time.